What is going on? It is Tuesday, May 24th, and it's probably fitting that I'm wearing green because all these Tampa Bay Lightning do is make us money. At first, it was just me. I'm a New York Islanders fan. I've had to watch Tampa eliminate us one round before the Stanley Cup each of the past 2 years. And while it absolutely hurt to see that happen, I got an up-close and personal look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, and my God, have they been making money ever since. And if there's ever a way to stop hating a team, it's if they start lining your pockets with cash. And that's exactly what they've done for me, and ever since I've joined Odds Shopper and Awesomeo, it's what they've done for you. The first video I made for the company was back at the beginning of April, telling people, get your money in on the Lightning Stanley Cup while you still can. They mail it in at the end of the season because that strategy that they use defensively can't be deployed over 82 games, but it is. And finally, by the way, I have a video of this from the other night. Pre-game, John Cooper admitted it. He goes, we play differently during the season because it doesn't hold up over 82 games. You'll get injured, but that's what we bring out for the playoffs. I've always noticed it, but apparently every single other person didn't. And they favored Toronto and favored Florida. They're going to favor whoever the hell, Carolina in the next round. Then they're going to favor Colorado in the finals. Fine. You want to keep giving me money? You want to keep making that guy an underdog? What a guy, huh? The Lightning clearly got outplayed. He made, 40-something saves? And there's a reason I say I take that Vasilevsky shutout. You can go back to the video a couple days back where I said I'll be taking Bobrovsky and Vasilevsky. Vasilevsky now has 6 shutouts in his last 7 closeout games. He let up 1 to Toronto in Game 7. But I took that shutout last night and I uploaded the betting ticket to my Twitter. If you don't believe me, I always do it with Vasilevsky because I know there's an opportunity. But now you're going to have to wave goodbye to all those unders because their next opponent's going to be the Rangers or Carolina. We've been scraping by on the mirage known as the Florida Panthers. The thought of them having this high octane offense is what kept that number at 6.5. But you can wave goodbye to that. Wave hello to the money that you made on the Lightning, and it was good to see that my inclination for the second game, that my spider senses were on the money with the later game, thought that would go over, it went over, so it's nice to see that everything is still checking out with these playoffs. I've been very on every series since the very beginning, and I'm happy to see it, happy to know it. Hopefully we can keep that going into Tuesday's games here. Before we get to those Tuesday games, if you would have just went to BetMGM yesterday and bet $10 on the Lightning, even though it was 0-0 in the third, of course a goal had to be scored. Patrick Maroon of all people, then you get an empty netter from Palat, you'd have $200 sitting in your account today if you just went to BetMGM and used the promo code OSNHL. Or just click the link down below in the bio. You can get $200. If you bet $10 on a game tonight, you'll get $200 by tomorrow. So go ahead and do it. But unfortunately, we're not going to have the Lightning the day after that because that was just a clean sweep. So that's one off the board for this round. However, tonight we have 2 games. The first being the Rangers and the following game being the game 4 in that Battle of Alberta, which the Oilers lead 2-1. Let's start with the Rangers. This is going to be a very simple day. All you have to do is refer to previous videos. You don't have to be a genius to understand what I'm about to tell you about these 2 games. Game number 1, Carolina hasn't won on the road. And they've looked pretty poor in the process as well. I guess they looked okay last game. Not really. Their power play is pretty abysmal. And man, if they get through this round, they're going to regret having a bad power play against Tampa Bay because you know what Tampa's going to do with theirs. And there I go again talking about Tampa. I can't let them go. I speak so fondly of them because they just keep making us money. But as far as this Rangers game, I'm betting against the team that has not won a single game on the road. If I lose, oh well, but I'm willing to take the chances that they're going to lose yet another road game, which would be their 5th in a row. That would be, I think the Russian kid played one of them, but Ranta is yet to win a road game, and I'm just going to bet him against him again. And we're seeing Shesterkin trend in the right direction. Almost got that shutout in game 1. Lost by a hair in game 2. Really just 1 goal one shorthanded goal, and then last game, one goal. It was a bad goal, but that was it. Shut the door after that. So if he's playing well, and you have Carolina on the road, look, I'm not going to make this some complex math, sequential three math equation here. They haven't won on the road, and I'm willing to take my chances that they're not going to win on the road again, especially if you're going to give me a decent price. Give me the New York Rangers. I saw minus 110, minus 115. By the time you see it, something tells me it's going to be minus 120. Those are all relatively cheap. That's like what we had the Lightning at yesterday. So I'm going to take the New York Rangers to even up that series. In a series that looks like it's going to mimic the last one, especially if the Rangers this one, then watch Carolina goes home, win game five. Actually, I don't know. I don't know this time around because Boston didn't have a goalie like Shesterkin. You really don't want to start messing with him. But anyway, let's move on to the second game, the Battle of Alberta. Go look at my game one analysis, my game two analysis, my game three analysis. I told you after game two, I said, whoever wins game three, I'm taking the opposite team game four, because I've had this build as a seven game series before game one, after game one, after game two. This looks destined for seven. And I picked Edmonton in seven before the series. I'm not changing it. It looks like they're going to be flip-flopping wins. It just seems like Calgary takes this next one, then Calgary takes game five at home, Edmonton takes game six, and then the coin flip game that I'm going to give to Edmonton in game seven. I said before this series that I thought this series was going to be dictated by the high-end stars on each of the two teams, and my God, is that the correct assessment of this series. It's all McDavid, Draisaitl, Kane on one side, then you got a Tkachuk hat trick, and Goudreau's line with Lindholm tearing it up earlier in the series. This is a series about the high-end stars and then which goaltender can just kind of hold up enough. Now, really, Mike Smith, if you think about it, he got pulled early in game one, so that whole slew of goals really wasn't on him. Then he let up three more game two, but really had a pretty clean second half of the game, and then one in game three. He's trending in the right direction, but on the other side, I would be real worried about Markstrom. How was it? What, seven or eight goals in game one? And then what was it in game two? Five goals in game two? And then was it another five last night? These are a lot of goals that Markstrom's letting in, especially to that glove hand side. I still think Calgary's going to dig down deep and play a better game from top to bottom, which is why I would be scared about that over under. I know you guys saw those first two games, but you lost if you took the over last time around. I don't like messing with overs. It's usually under or nothing with me. And how hypocritical is that, saying that I felt it was an over last night? But the reason I didn't include it is one of my picks. I hate playoff overs because many games, if they hit that like halfway point, if you're already going to the second period and 0-0, it seems like the teams go, you know what, don't make the mistake, everybody, let's play some tight checking. So you're almost banking on the first half of the game having goals to hit that over. That's just my opinion. If you like taking overs, you like one of those guys, I'm an unders guy. All right, you go over, I go under. And that's all I got for you today. Once again, I'll try to put a couple props in the comments later on in the day when they come out. But for today, I got the Rangers, I got the Flames, and I will see you tomorrow.